As it might have happened during World War I, it was a very difficult time for the Yidden. Many people were displaced and lost their homes because of the Milchama. And Reb Chaim Eizer convened a meeting with the Gedolim of that time to try to take care of the needs of the Yidden, to try to help them out financially and all the other needs. And one of the first people who showed up to the meeting, one of the first Gedolim who came, was the Ostrovtzer Rebbe. Ostrovtzer Rebbe, as you do, is a Gevaldike Gaon, Gevaldike Iloi. And before the meeting began, he said over a pilpul, a Yiluyish pilpul, a pilpul, Kedarka B'Kodesh, with unbelievable cheshbonis and gaonis. And he said it over before the meeting began. And Reb Chaim Eizer heard this pilpul, he was very nispal from it. He's mamash nispal, and he said to the rabbi, he says, "You're mamash a gavur rabbi. Mamash a gavur rabbi to say such a Yiluyish pilpul. It must be that you're a gavur rabbi." And the rabbi said back to Reb Chaim Eizer, he says, "No, I'm not the gavur rabbi. You're the gavur rabbi. You're the real gavur rabbi." So Reb Chaim Eizer asked him why, and the rabbi told him, he said that you see in the Gemara over here in Makkos, the Gemara brings down that people are tipshim because they stand up for a Sefer Torah and they don't stand up for a Gavarabba. How do we know that a Gavarabba is even more chashiv than a Sefer Torah? Because the Sefer Torah says, Arbaim Yakenu, and they come and they take away one. They change what it says in the Torah. They change it from 40 to 39. So you see the kayach of the Chachamim. Chachamim have a kayach even greater than the Torah. Kibiyachol, they could change what it says in the Torah. And for that reason, they're a Gavur Rabba, and you should stand up for a Gavur Rabba. So, in fact, the Ostrovtzer Rebbe, he says, if the Gemara wants to prove that Chachamim are a Gavur Rabba because they could change what it says in the Torah from 40 to 39, then why wait till this pasuk in the parsha of Malchus? That you could bring a raya from somewhere early in the Torah. You have already in Parshas Emor by Sfiras Ha'Emor. It says, "Svartelchem Machar Shabbos." It says you count Chamishim Yoyim, count 50 days. Sfiras Ha'Emor. But we all know that we only count 49 days, not 50 days. So you see already that Chachamim took the number 50 in the Torah. They turned it into 49. So bring a raya from there that they're Gavur Rabba. Why do you have to wait all the way to the Parsha of Malchus to prove that they were Gavur Rabba? So Zok the Rebbe, he said that the pshat is that the Gavur Rabba, the right that the Gavur Rabba is not from the fact that they were able to, through their kayach pilpul, to change what it says in the Torah from 40 to 39, or from 50 to 49. That's not what made them a Gavur Rabba. What made them a Gavur Rabba is that they're able to take away the tsar of a yid, because the fee what it says in the Torah, you get 40 malchus. They came along and they turned up from 40 to 39, so they're able to take away one halka, one of the halkais, one of the malchus, it took away from 40 to 39. By doing that, they took away tsar from a yid. So he said that that's what the Gemara means. That's the Gavur Rabba. So he said, you see from here that when someone takes away the tsar of a yid, he's a Gavur Rabba, and therefore you, Reb Chaim Eizer, who is making this meeting to help the yid and to take away their tsar, you're the real Gavur Rabba, even more than me, who said this Gvaldik Pilpul. So that was the beautiful Maisa with Reb Chaim Eizer in the Ostrovtzer Rebbe. But Lachar, you could... Just as Ara im ledin yesh tshuva, that the etzem kasha that the Ostrovtzer is asking is lechayr not so shver, because lechayr ein hanidin dar melaraya. Because over here by Malchus, if you look in the Pshuto Shel Mikra, it says arbaim yakenu, you get 40 Malchus, and to turn that 40 into 39, for that you need a gvaldik akayach. You have to come up with a drasha to mamish be eiker the Pshuto Shel Mikra and say the 40 doesn't mean 40, really means 39. So the Gemara has drashas mespar arbaim, different ways of coming to it, but at the end of the day, you're being eiker of what it says in the pasuk based on Tarshba Pe, based on the Kach Lechachamim. That's a raya that the Gavur Rabba. Meshenkem Asvirs Aimer, you don't need Tarshba Pe to tell us that it means 49. The Tar itself says 49. The Tar says Shiva Shiva is Tesbor Lach. It says you count 7 weeks. Seven times seven is 49. That's Pshuta Shal Mikra that you count 49 days. So for that, you don't need a Gvalik of Kayach. It doesn't prove the Gavur Rabba. The only Kash is, it also says, besides the 49, it also says Chamishim. It says Tesbor Chamishim Yayim. So you need to answer why it says Chamishim. So on that, there's different terutzim, like the Rush says over there, it's the Derech HaTorah to speak that way. Rashi and Chumash has a pshat, it means you count, some Rishonim say you count up until Chamishim, different pshatim the Rishonim say to him, Mazbir, what's a pshat in Chamishim? But the fact that it's 49, you don't need a drasha for that, that's Beferish in the Torah, as it says, Shuvah Shuvah Tisper Lach, which means 49. So Memela, that's something I couldn't bring a right from there, that the Gavur Rabba, because they didn't use the Kach HaPilpul to change it in the Torah. Mashenken over here, where the Mamish, where Iker, the Pasuk, Mipshuta, the Pasuk says 40, and they turn it into 39, which there's no, doesn't say 39 anywhere in the Torah, even though we might have Hachreichim from Sukkim, but at the end of the day, that's a Chiddush, it's going to connect Pshuta Shalmik, it doesn't say it anywhere, that's the right to Gavur Rabba, and Memela, that could be the Pshat. Al Pi Pshuta, why Chazal bring the raya dafka from Malchus and not from Sfiras Aimer.